Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you to the show today. Today we're going to be diving into and talking about allergies. Yes, I know, I said it, allergies. You know what that means? It's getting warmer out, which is awesome. I know it's been raining and sunny and cold. But again, when that happens, a lot of our patients start coming in with the same issue over and over. They start coming in with allergies, sinus issues, as if it, you know, the flu season didn't just happen. Clearly, people are now showing up with issues with, obviously, teary, runny eyes, stuffy noses, sneezing, etc. And that's literally the beginning of allergies. An allergy season for some people. So I'm going to be diving into that topic today. But of course, before I do, I always want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to one of our team members. If not, you can simply text that number. Again, that number is 937-552-7364. You can text new patient if you're interested in coming in for an appointment. Again, if you mentioned that you heard us on this radio show, you can get a discount for the original examination and x-ray fee. And obviously that fee will be reduced down to just $52. So again, there's a million ways of getting a hold of us if you have questions or you want to know what it is that we do here. So of course, without further ado, I always like to just talk to why it is that I get so motivated and obviously passionate about what I do. And I share the story every single time because literally it affects me every single day that I get up, which is the reason why I not only decided to become a chiropractor, but also decided to practice the way that I do and help people the way that I obviously I do by achieving health naturally without drugs and surgery and honoring what God created in their bodies. So and for those of you who've heard before, that's awesome. If you're first time hearing this show, listening to the show, hearing my story, this is why I share this, because sometimes there's one new person that's listening that needs to understand, why is this guy losing his mind? Why is this guy so passionate? Why is this guy talking with such fervor in his voice about this health stuff? I didn't know people would get that passionate about it. And for me, it started 10 years ago when my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, and she calls me to tell me about it on the phone. And as she calls me to tell me, I'm like, answer the phone like any other normal day. And I'm like, hey, mom, what's going on? She's like, son, I got something to tell you. I'm like, what's going on? She said, son, I'm so sorry, but I got to let you know that I just been diagnosed with cancer, breast cancer. Matter of fact, the most aggressive type of breast cancer. And then she pauses and starts crying. And then, of course, I start crying. And I'm like, I don't know what to do, mom. I asked her immediately. I thought that thought in my brain, but I asked her immediately, what are you going to do? Son, I know what I'm not doing. I'm not doing chemo and radiation. And I'm like, wow, that's a bold statement. And I'm like, that's what you're supposed to do in my brain. That's what I'm thinking. And I'm like, well, I don't know if you're not going to do that. And I'm like, why are you not doing that? She says, I've seen too many friends and family not have very good outcomes, and a lot of them are dead even after undergoing that treatment. So I'm not doing that. And I'm like, okay, fair enough. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell you, but I know one thing. I know that God put an amazing power in your brain. And if your brain and your body are communicating at 100%, it ought to function and heal at 100%. So let's get your spine checked. We got her spine checked, and we saw that she had lost 100% of the curve in her neck. You're supposed to have a 45-degree angle. She has 0 degrees out of 45. This is not normal. Then we looked at her from front to back between her shoulder blades. You are supposed to be completely straight. Well, from T1 through T7, just dead smack in the middle of the thoracic area, my mom had a bent her spine going out to the side. A mild scoliosis per se, right? So when I saw that, I'm like, you know what? That makes complete sense, because for years, my mom would struggle with upper back pain, neck pain, headaches, and chronic sinus infections and all these other issues. And I'm like, it kind of adds up. Like, that's the area you've been always complaining about. And, you know, it makes sense. And then every single time she would go to the doctor, she would always get the same answer. The answer was always, hey, here's a medication. Here's a drug. Take that and see how it works, and if it doesn't work, we'll do a surgery. My mom would always take the drugs, and it would, of course, do this job by masking the symptom for 10, 20, 30 years until a bigger actual problem arose, which is cancer, again, right? So, again, that's literally, like, one of those things that's like, wait a minute. Wow, like, this is surprising. you now have cancer. Like, my hero has cancer. I saw my mom struggle day in and day out as a single mother of three, putting food on the table, literally roof over our heads, and just doing everything she could to take care of her kids. And literally, I'm sitting there like, wow, like, she has cancer, right? So I finally asked her, I'm like, you know, you've done all the conventional stuff up to date. Like, why are you not doing the conventional treatment now? She says, son, it's simple. I finally realized that I can die, and I want to see my grandchildren grow up. And when she talks about her grandchildren, automatically she's referring to four of my children. Eden, who's 10, Eve, who's 8, Jean-Luc, who's 5, Ellery, who's 2.5. So my mom chose to take responsibility for her health in her own hands to afford my kids, nieces, nephews the opportunity of having a grandma in the future. And because of that, I am thankful, happy, and still blessed to report to this day my mom is still alive today, right? And again, I'm going to keep saying that until the Lord takes her home, whether it's 10, 20 years from now or, you know, however long from now, right? But I'm so thankful that I get to say that, and I'm blessed that I'm able to say that as of a decade ago when she was first diagnosed, although her doctors told her, you might not be around too long. You might be around for 6 months at best if you don't follow our treatment. So again, my mom took responsibility for her health, and I always challenge everybody that ever listens to the show or listens to me speak anywhere, is the challenge is this. Who is responsible for your health, right? Everybody knows the answer. You are responsible for your health, but obviously, are you taking responsibility of it, right? Are you doing things to prevent yourself from becoming a statistic like my mom did, right? So again, there's a lot of different things that happen in our lives that it matters how we handle them. It matters how you actually take care of a headache. It matters how you take care of a allergy problem. It matters how you take care of a low back pain, right? What does that mean, Dr. Juan? What does it mean that it matters, right? If you're the philosophy that, well, my body's just a mechanism, I'm going to wear it out until it falls apart, and then I'll just get a replacement part put in it, that's a mechanistic approach. By all means, keep doing that. We'll see how that works out. You know, it's all good. That's your body. You do whatever you want to do with it, right? But if you're the other mindset of like, hey, you know what? I kind of expect my body to be able to heal. I'm going to give it everything I can to allow it to heal because I believe the body's intelligent and God created to heal. That is then obviously a vitalistic approach, right? So it matters that when you get an actual sinus headache because you have allergies, what you do. Are you going to just take the antihistamine medication, be drowsy, or get the allergy medication that you get every single year, or you take it year round, right? It matters, right? Because guess what? Drugs, even though they are legal and they obviously are FDA approved and all that good stuff, right? Not knocking them for that at all. We all know that there's a back of the label that says there's side effects to it, right? And not only the side effects that they list, right? But there is a taxation that happens to the liver, the kidneys, and the rest of the body from you taking a medication every single day. There's a chemical dependency that happens, right? Your body cannot do certain processes without it. And then secondly, there's an unfortunate toxification process that also happens because of it. And I know there's like, oh, you know, a lot of the experts like, oh, it's very minimal, right? But it's not that minimal because over time it adds up. If you take a pill for blood pressure or a pill for, you know, a kidney issue or whatever the case is, right? A pill that says something that is actually preventable by changing your lifestyle, right? Like losing weight or whatever. And you take that pill, you're now just taxing the other organs that didn't need to be taxed to begin with, right? So again, it matters how you take care of things. This is why I get on the radio and I give you a alternative to how you're taking care of things now, so you don't have to rely on a drug. I'd rather you rely on a piece of food, a food product, or a supplement, right? And again, it's like, oh, Dr. Juan, it's still a pill, right? A supplement is not as toxic. Obviously, there's some of them out there that do have some fillers, et cetera, but find a good whole food supplement that doesn't have a bunch of junk in it. You're better off taking that supplement. In some cases, of course, you know, disclaimer, talk to your physician about, you know, blah, 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 right? Like the disclaimer is real. Like you can't just randomly start taking stuff, which is why in our office we test, you know, blood and urine and stool to see what you actually need rather than just giving you a bunch of stuff, right? But at the end of the day, like, you're still better off, even if you take just some random stuff, as long as it's a good quality product, you're still better off taking a supplement and that it comes from food that is whole food, organic food that's natural. You're probably more likely better off doing that than taking a medication every single day of your life, right? If your situation is dire and you're like, you will not survive without the medication, I fully understand, right? But legitimately, there's a lot of things that are preventative that you could be actually doing something different. And that's exactly why I'm talking about allergies today, because legitimately, it's going to be running rampant, right? Literally everywhere you're going, it's like, oh, I have allergies. Why is so-and-so out? Oh, they have really bad allergies today. Oh, I got the allergy shot. Or I took Claritin, or I took Allegra, or I took blah, 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 Benadryl, or whatever it is that you take, right? So I'm here to give you another option, right? And I know I do this. I literally talk about this topic every year because it affects people every single year, right? Some of you didn't care about this topic when you heard the show last year because you didn't have allergies. But now somehow your allergies from when you were a teenager are back, and now you're 55 years old. And you're like, what? What happened? That's exactly what I'm going to be diving into today, right? But what are allergies to begin with, right? So number one, allergies are basically a response, an immune response of the body against an actual irritant, right? That's like the simplest. Again, I try to break things down to layman's term. Yes, I'm a doctor, but I like to talk at literally the level of like everyday people like I am, right? So I can help people more effectively, right? Rather than utilizing blah, 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 super nerdy word, just like sound smart and make you feel like you're dumb. This just doesn't work for me, right? So actually, especially too, when I use a big word, I try to explain it in layman's terms so you get it, right? And again, like I do it because that's how I grew up, and my mom and I would go to doctor's appointments, and these doctors just start spewing out their mouth all these science words that they knew from school. And I'm like, you're cool, bro. I can't understand you, and I can't help my mom. So thank you, right? So for that reason, I try to explain things in different terms so people get it and obviously can apply it and transform their lives, right? So allergies, right? What are they? So again, science word here, allergic rhinitis, right? Rhinitis. So that's just basically the term that is given for a stuffy, runny nose, right? So again, allergic rhinitis just means allergic runny nose, right? It's a fancier word because it's kind of unprofessional to say, hey, I'm diagnosing you with allergic runny nose, right? So allergic rhinitis happens when you're exposed to an irritant. An irritant is something that your body does not really like or agree with, right? For whatever reason. Well, the reason is that your immune system is overreacting to something that is normal. Pollen, for example, right? Pollen is on trees, on flowers, whatever, right? It's been around since the earth was created by God, right? So literally, when you're walking around when you're a little kid, before you have allergies, guess what? You're exposed to pollen, right? So like, this is why people, like, I need to drive this point home. Like, allergies just don't happen, right? It's something that changes inside of your body, and your immune system becomes hypersensitive, and it creates this actual reaction, right? So this is why it's important to understand where it comes from. It's not just like, oh, I was born with allergies and I have them. If you think back, most people, not all, most people didn't have allergies when they were first born. And those of you who do might have allergies that, you know, you had them for a season and they went away for a season and they came back for a season. So you're probably wondering, like, why is that? That's exactly what I'll be talking about in the next segment. I have to take a quick break right now. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, The Ageism Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO. Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Again, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can also find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us on Instagram as well. You can also listen to these shows or any of the shows we've done in the past on podcast via iTunes. So you literally podcast, you know, this show or any other shows you've done, we've done in the past, and then you can share them with your family members, friends, etc., or re-listen to it later, because I do get long-winded and I speak kind of fast, and I apologize. I try to fix it up, but that's just the way it is, right? So you can actually pause it, slow down, or whatever if you need to. So literally, you can search for Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan on Spotify or also on podcasts as well. Again, if you have more questions about what we do, who we are, again, you can call or text that number, 937-552-7364, especially if you're ready to take charge of your health and do something different for it. So on the previous segment, I was talking about allergies. I kind of went on a little rant about like medications and the way that, like, if you just want to take medications, you're practicing a certain way of actually health achievement versus if you want to do something preventative, right? So again, what you do matters and how you treat your body matters, especially when it comes to you being sick. Instead of just taking a bunch of medications, maybe doing something that's natural to allow your body to do what it was designed to do, which is heal naturally from within. So, you know, talking about seasonal allergies, allergic rhinitis, again, allergic runny nose, right? So it's basically that's the terminology that they use for the seasonal allergies that people have. And also too, like hay fever, right? But again, I'm not going to dive into that, but literally just seasonal allergies, right? So what happens when you actually have seasonal allergies? What happens is the following. So again, I'm going to methodically explain this in layman's terms, right? You are going about your life, right? At one point or another, your immune system reaction changes. You become overstimulated, meaning that it can happen. Actually, it's one of the side effects that's listed in some, you know, some immunizations, some procedures, some medications, some things that happen, you know, or just your changes because of hormonal changes as you're growing up, or, you know, obviously developing puberty or hitting menopause, etc. A million and one things can cause your immune system to become hypersensitive, right? So what happens is, number one, certain parts of your immune system become hypersensitive, right? So there are actual inflammatory cells inside of your mucosa and submucosa, these layers of like skin inside of your like sinuses and your nose and throat, et cetera, right? And also in the eyes, right? So basically, those are exposed to pollen every day whenever springtime happens and you don't have allergies, right? But what happens is the moment you become more actually immuno super responsive, I guess we'll call it, like your immune system is just overreacting, those cells are like on the lookout. They're like, you know, bouncers at the club, at the door, trying to like keep people away that are there for no good and let people that want to have a good time, right? Or throw people out that are acting like, you know, doofuses, right? But at the end of the day, that's what they're there for. So what they do is whenever they sense the presence of something that may be an irritant or like a dude that's just trying to just create trouble in the restaurant or the bar or whatever the case is, they actually put off an actual chemical. It's called histamine. And that causes a cascade of different, you know, things that I'll talk about on the next segment. But basically that cascade causes inflammation, watering, et cetera, because it's basically almost like a shock and awe. Like, I'm going to produce as much fluid and gooey stuff to actually get rid of you away from me, pollen or ragweed or whatever, dander or dust or whatever it is. So you start sneezing, I start watering, you start dripping out of your nose, stuff starts going to the back of your throat. The throat might even get like scratchy and you start coughing. All those things are part of that histamine reaction because these cells, they're called mast cells. Again, not trying to get all scientific, right? These cells produce this actual chemical. This chemical causes a cascade of events that cause you to, boom, actually have a bunch of liquids spewing out of you, essentially, right? For lack of a better term, that are trying to mitigate the amount of exposure you're going to get from the pollen or whatever the irritant is, right? So I have to take another quick break here. We'll dive a little bit deeper on the next segment, and I'll tell you what to do to obviously prevent yourself from having this miserable allergy season if that's what you're going to have if you do nothing different. So again, got to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 957 WHIO, the In-Season Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you were created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to align your life so you can make these things happen. So I want to welcome you back to the show. For those just joining us, thank you so much for joining us today. Today, we're diving into the topic of seasonal allergies and obviously what to do about it. So again, as always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You can press option 2 if you want to talk to somebody. If not, you can simply, again, text that number, 937-552-7364. And then you can text the words, you know, new patient, if you want to make a new patient appointment, if you want just more info, et cetera, just text whatever questions you have and we'll be able to help you in whatever capacity we can. If not, we'll point you in the right direction. So again, just diving back into the seasonal allergies, on the previous segment, I was talking about, again, how the whole allergic reaction happens and how seasonal allergies actually happen, right? So, again, you're exposed to an irritant, so pollen. I'm going to use pollen as, like, the actual standard, right? Because, you know, the standard dust, et cetera. We'll just call it pollen. I know some of you are allergic to ragweed and something else, right? But let's call it pollen, right, for right now, for the rest of the show. So you're exposed to an irritant. The irritant in this example is pollen, right? Again, there are cells that line the inside of our mucosa. Again, it's a layer and submucosa, another layer below that, that have these cells that produce an actual chemical called histamine, right? So histamine causes you to then literally trigger this immune response. And literally, it's just a chain reaction that happens to actually defend you, basically. So essentially, these cells, and they're not only in the mucosa inside of the, they're also on your skin, lungs, you know, et cetera, right? Well, this is why some of you don't have the watery eyes and, you know, runny nose. You will have like hives or rashes that actually happen, right? So it's the same concept, right? But again, I'm talking about the seasonal allergies that literally cause your ears, eyes, you know, nose and throat to get all swollen and pressurized and whatever. Right. So obviously people will take antihistamines to reduce that actual reaction. Right. So again, you're exposed to pollen. Pollen causes the cells called mast cells. So again, a cell that's the defense cell that produces a histamine. That histamine then causes you to have watery eyes, runny nose, even coughing and sneezing to get rid of the actual pollen or irritants. So when that happens, not only does that happen, then it actually sends a message back to the rest of the body. It's like, hey, we're being attacked, so let's actually prepare so the next time we're attacked, we can actually have a stronger response, which is why some people have seasonal allergies that just only get worse over time, right? If you really think about it, you're like, oh, my seasonal allergies about 5 years ago were not that bad, and then this happened, that happened, that happened. Now 3 years later, they're a little worse, and then now to this day, it's wow, like I'm having tremendous horrendous actual seasonal allergy symptoms, and I can't even go to work, right? Now I'm like hopped up on Benadryl, I'm taking all this other Allegra, Claritin, etc., prescription allergy shot, and I'm still like barely able to function, right? So that is what happens because the immune system keeps getting exposed and it just keeps getting stronger against that actual irritant. So then now you're like, well, what do I do, right? So number one is that you got to get your immune system under control, right? So you're like, well, how do you do that, right? Like the immune system reacting is really, really good. The immune system overreacting is really, really bad. This is where autoimmune issues come from, right? So I'm going to take a little veer off the road. We're not talking about seasonal allergies right now. I'm going to talk about autoimmune system issues and autoimmune problems that people have that come from an overreacting immune system, right? So picture an army, and this is kind of the same analogy I use every year. Again, hopefully this is a review for those of you who've been listening for years, and it's your first time, you know, hearing it, good. Hopefully it makes sense and it sticks and you do something about it, right? So picture an army that is training to fight a war, right? Again, that's what those cells inside of your body are doing, the immune system, right? So those cells are training and training. And then, boom, they, you know, go a little R&R and relax, and they sleep, and then wake up again, and they train and train, right? So they're getting stronger, but they're keeping, like, a threshold. They're not going, like, full out and crazy, right? So then, you know, an army that does not fight does not get strong, right? Or an army that does not fight or train does not get strong, right? This is war where, again, we're talking about immune system and autoimmunity. I'm landing the plane here in a second, right? So your immune system is meant to be exposed to stuff. Your body reacts and says, holy cow, like, I don't like that virus I was exposed to. My temperature goes up for, like, the evening. I feel a little lousy. Wake up the next morning. I'm like, oh, I actually feel normal again. I guess I'm not getting sick. I thought I was going to, right? That's a little training slash fight that happens in the immune system, right? So that's normal. That's what the immune system is supposed to do. You get a virus, cold, food poison, etc. It goes berserk. It kills everything. And then, boom, comes back down, right? So then what happens is that as you're going through life, that's a normal responding immune system. The abnormality comes in the fact that immune system, because of whatever triggers, right, like, you know, processed foods, chemicals, et cetera, it becomes hyper, responsive. So then now is being exposed to whatever's irritating it, and now is over-responding, trying to beat that thing. But the thing is that you keep exposing your body to that, you know, whatever that processed food or whatever it is, or chemical. So then it literally just gets stronger and stronger, which in theory is a good thing. You're like, oh, bro, my immune system's a beast, bro. It's awesome. Like, I'm good. Like, I never get anything. But it keeps over-responding and getting stronger and stronger. Eventually, again, this is layman's terms explanation. If you're like a, you know, health professional, you're like, Dr. Juan, that's completely incorrect. Or you're kind of like leaving a major point. Like, this is not for you. I know you know how to read it. If you can explain it to your patients, awesome, good for you. This is for people that are like don't know anything about seasonal allergies, so just bear with me, right? So literally, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and eventually it keeps punching the bad guys, right, and kicking them out, but then eventually starts punching you also. So auto, like me, self. So not only is it beating the pollen, it's beating the food that's slipping through your actual intestinal tract because you have leaky gut, is, you know, whatever. So he's punching whatever those chemicals, irritants are, but then the actual response becomes overly over the top. And then not only is it actually hurting the enemy, it's also hurting itself. That's where autoimmune issues come from. Again, super layman's terms explanation, again, just to drive the point home, right? So like, wow, how does this relate to seasonal allergies, Dr. Juan? So again, what's happening is your seasonal allergies are basically training you to eventually develop not necessarily an autoimmune issue, but basically the equivalent of that, right? So literally, seasonal allergies are, they could be possibly even qualified or classified as an actual, you know, autoimmune issue. And I'm sure if you look at deeper, I'm sure some doctors or scientists have proposed that. But the issue here is that it keeps overreacting. And now, instead of you being exposed to pollen and your nose running a little bit, like I lived in Atlanta for chiropractic school down in Marietta, Georgia, right? So if you've been down south, we know that the spring is absolutely crazy. Especially if you have like a light car, you'll come outside and you'll see like a yellow haze coloring of your car. And we knew like from that moment and like around this time of the year until roughly like the beginning, first week in May, it was like everything was yellow. I remember being down there in school and, you know, I was running outside. I'm like, I don't have allergies. I don't care about this, right? And again, it's still irritant to me because obviously it's like not normal for you to be breathing in pollen. So I'm like, I'm running. I'm doing all my things, right? And then one day I'm like, I bent forward to pick something up and I know this sounds disgusting and I even hate sharing the story, but just put it driving the point home. I bent forward and then literally like, and luckily I was like out in a parking lot, I think, like just got out of my car. I bent forward and like, I feel like this like warm, like stuff dripping out of my nose. And I looked down, it's like this yellow liquidy mucus because my body had been sequestering and actually, you know, compartmentalizing that pollen. And then when I just, I don't know how or why, I moved just ever so slightly in the right position, this yellow goop, I'm sorry, I know it's disgusting, literally fell out of my nose, and it was liquidy, like very runny. And I'm like, whoa, what is that? And then I told one of my friends, like, oh, yeah, welcome to Atlanta. That's what happens down here. I'm like, okay, right? So, again, that's a normal response. I know it sounds disgusting and crazy, but it's a normal response. My body overproduced in that moment more than normal mucus to sequester it, to not allow the pollen to get into my body. Makes complete sense, right? And it had a little bit of a histamine reaction to overproduce that mucusy. And my eyes were not watery, but, you know, they were a little, you know, whatever, irritated, but nothing crazy. So, boom, you know, all that comes out. And I'm like, okay. Then I started doing some research. That's when I learned about all this stuff while I was in school. I'm like, this is important, and probably people should know this, right? So, literally, I realized, like, holy cow, like, that's how this happens to people. And then the more exposed you are to that over and over, the harder the punch back of the body. So, you know, the second year I was there, not that I had full seasonal allergies by any means, right? Never had them, thank the Lord, and hopefully I don't ever get them, right? But literally, I had a little bit more of that dripping. And then the third year I was there, it kind of went away because my body kind of regulated, immune system regulated, and didn't go crazy anymore. It's like, oh, that's just the pollen that we're being around. Let's not overreact, right? Well, the problem is that with people that have seasonal allergies, the body overreacts, too much mucus, too much whatever, and now the symptoms are, you know, stuffy nose, runny nose, that post-nasal drip causes you to actually cough, irritates your throat, that mucus goes down there, and then it feels like you have a cold, scratchy throat, right? And obviously then all the other stuff comes, like you're irritated, you literally are tired because your body's literally fighting essentially an ongoing battle the entire time, right? So it's just a lot, right? So then now it's like, okay, Dr. Juan, thanks for the super long explanation about histamines and, you know, immunity and autoimmunity. And obviously autoimmune, you can go further. Like, yeah, like autoimmune, you can then develop other crazy autoimmune problems. We'll probably do another show on that again in the future, right? But now that seasonal allergy just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. So what do you do about it? What you do about it is you try to lower that histamine reaction. Number one, you want to make sure your immune system is actually balancing out. Like I said, year one, I had that crazy dripping of yellow stuff out of my nose. Disgusting, right? Year two, kind of heightened a little bit. The year three, my immune system normalized, and I never had problems again with the pollen down in Atlanta, right? So why is that? Immune system normalized. So how do you normalize your immune system? By consuming things that actually allow your immune system to function normally, right? So again, we all know what those things are, right? I talked about them, especially if 2020, right? During the situation, I literally told everybody every single week, I talked about, hey, you should probably take vitamin D, you should probably take quercetin, you should probably take a vitamin C, you should probably take zinc, and all these different things. All those things regulate and help your body and your immune system function normally like God designed it to, right? So those things you could be doing absolutely right away, especially around this season of overstimulation, right? So again, anything that's pro-inflammatory, it causes your body to inflame more. You shouldn't be doing like drinking alcohol all the time, eating fast foods, eating a ton of sugar, eating all the stuff that's bad that we all know. Like you shouldn't be eating McDonald's three times a day, every day. You shouldn't be drinking soda with a bunch of sugar every single day. You shouldn't be drinking copious amounts of alcohol every single day, right? All those things are pro-inflammatory, causing this histamine reaction and this actual immune system punch to be even louder and bigger, causing you to have the miserable issues that you do when you have seasonal allergies. So I have to take a quick break again here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dane Susan Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk. It's an Ask the Expert weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. And obviously, if you want to talk to somebody, press that number 2. If you do not, you can text that number again. That number is 937-552-7364. So coming back, landing the plane, talking about seasonal allergies is a very hot topic, especially as the weather's getting warmer. So just talking about what to do. Obviously, I explained the entire situation and how it actually happens and how your body creates histamine and it causes, you know, the stuffiness, et cetera, right? Now I want to give you solutions. That's what I like to do. Give you solutions of what you can do. I know some of you live way too far away. Some of you are never going to come see a chiropractor, and that's okay. That's on you, right? Some of you are like, hey, I live too far, whatever the case is, right? But some of you are never going to do anything other than maybe apply some of the stuff that I give here. So I'm going to give you some tips on what you should do. So I always talk about this every year. Number one thing you could be doing, should be doing year-round actually, is consuming local raw honey. Local raw honey has actual pollen in it, especially if that's what you're allergic to, right? Again, I'm using pollen general term, like ragweed, dander, whatever, right? But what it's doing is creating that micro exposure that is not going to create that super loud punch back and allowing your body to overcompensate and overcreate mucus and overcreate tears, etc. So local raw honey, put it in your tea. The reason why is that when the, obviously, bees are doing their thing, making honey, they deposit some of those microscopic particles of pollen that your body will see, will recognize, will be like, oh, you're not here to fight? Okay, we're not going to go crazy then. We're just going to maybe produce a little bit of mucus, right? And you won't even notice it, right? So that's the number one thing you can do. Obviously, another one is pineapple or chemical bromelain. And I talk about this almost every year, and this is a good reminder, right? Literally, bromelain is a chemical, is an enzyme, actually, technically, that is found in pineapple. And literally what it does, it reduces reaction to allergens naturally, right? So it reduces that, like, extra inflammatory issue that happens when you are exposed to an actual allergen. So definitely definitely something that you want to consume if you do have allergies, seasonal allergies, right? You always want to, you can also do apple cider vinegar. Apple cider vinegar just has this actual, especially if it's with the mother, it's got it, your immune system 80% resides in your gut. Apple cider vinegar, especially with the mother, which is just the mother is just the cultural bacteria that's in it that allows your gut to just be healthier. So essentially, just layman's terms explanation there, but legitimately, that can also help with reducing the amount of actual mucus that you produce, right? So then also making sure that you eat things that are non-inflammatory, right? So probiotic-rich foods, you know, cage-free poultry, grass-fed meats, wild-caught fish, stuff like that, right? So one of the things that you can do also is obviously, you know, supplements. So what you should be supplementing with, right? What you should be supplementing with should be, you know, things like quercetin, probiotics, vitamin A, zinc, right? So all those things are going to have a really, really good positive actual outcome when it comes to reducing that inflammatory response. So in our practice, we have this actual product called Hista Support. So Hista, histamine, right? Hista Support contains some of those actual things that I'm talking about. Instead of trying to formulate like, oh, I'm going to grab a bottle of vitamin C, vitamin of, you know, sodium, potassium, you know, quercetin, nettle, and all these different things, right? It actually combines all those things in it in the correct formulation, and it's an actual dosage you take instead of taking, you know, the over-the-counter allergy prevention, you know, stuff. You can take this instead. Again, it's a natural food product. It's an actual supplement that has no chemicals that are going to be damaging to your liver over time. So something that is worth to try, especially if you are yet to take a medication for allergies and just deal with them, or B, your medications may not be working all that well for you, and instead the only other option is to get on something more extreme, harsher, or more expensive. It'd be worth a while to obviously consider a supplement, not necessarily just this one. Obviously, you can explore and look around, just make sure they're good quality, natural, whole food supplements that are organic. And obviously, that's going to be something that's going to work best for your body naturally, because that's what the way that God designed our bodies to function. So again, you know, if it is something that you're interested in, you can literally text allergy supplement or Hista Support, and obviously you'll get a discount for that. It is on sale in our practice this month. So again, I gotta take a final break here. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks so much for listening. We talked about seasonal allergies, what to do about them. If you need more information about that, obviously reach out to us at 937-552-7364. This is again Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan Fernandez here on 1290-957-WHIO. The In-Season Talk. The power's on, the body heals.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.